Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Can I kick it? Kick it.
Welcome in to the CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000, brought to you by Glenview Park Golf Club. Along with Mike Gilligan, I'm Tyler Rocky, talking golf with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season right here on ESPN 1000. LIV Golf taking place out in Sugar Grove, Rich Harvest Farms. And it is an interesting leaderboard that we have right now. Five players right now tied for the lead at 5 under, including Sergio Garcia and Louis Oosthuizen. A couple other notable names on the leaderboard. Patrick Reed at 4 under right now. You've got Matthew Wolf at 3 under. DJ also at 3 under. Brooks Koepka at 3 under, as is Taylor Gooch and Bryson DeChambeau. Cam Smith at 2 under right now. A lot of things happening out at Sugar Grove right now. But I think, Mike, everyone's eyes are sort of on Brooks Koepka and seeing how he performs out in Chicago right now. But I think we're kind of misguided in that assessment, because I quite frankly don't care what Brooks does in this LIV event leading into the Ryder Cup. It's different with JT. I did care what he was doing leading into the Ryder Cup. But for Brooks, I don't care what he's doing in a LIV event, because that's not Brooks's game. Brooks's game is not, oh, what does he do at all the little stops along the tour? No, Brooks's game is when the lights are on in the biggest moments, how is he going to play? I am not concerned about Brooks Koepka one bit until he steps foot in Rome.
And neither am I, because he's a big game hunter. And that's what he does. He wants to win, and he wants to win on the biggest stages that golf presents us. Now, after the show is over, because I'm in Geneva, I'm only 15 minutes away. So I am going to go on out and watch Brooks warm up and get started, just because I just want to see him. And I also want to say hello to the friends of the show and Taylor Gooch and Patrick Reed and wish them well. But honestly, you're exactly right. What he does out at Rich Harvest, although I just don't want him to, you know,
just don't get hurt
down at the bottom. Yeah, don't get hurt.
Don't get hurt.
Don't do anything foolish. So, you know, just get through this. Have your game in a good spot. Get on the plane and get over there with the guys, and let's have a great week. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, really, the stories within the story of what's going on at Rich Harvest this week, his brother Chase is in the fight of his life, because right now he could be dropped. He is 48th out of 48 players right now, and the last four players, once these next two events, including Rich Harvest and the last event of the regular season, are done, he technically could get dropped, and then he'd have to go through the process of trying to earn a spot back into it through a process that they have once the season is over. So Chase Koepka is playing for to stay on the LIV Tour. The other thing that they're introducing for the first time out at Rich Harvest, and it'll be, you know, it started yesterday and it'll happen again today, and it'll be more noticeable when they finish tomorrow. Because it is a shotgun start, and then whenever they finish their last hole, they generally then have to go from wherever they are. So if you finish on the third hole, let's say, you've got to come back into the clubhouse, go to scoring, validate your scorecard, and then you could go back out to finish watching how the team aspect of this thing's going to end. Because for these guys, this team aspect is critical and is big and looms large in the success and how they get paid. And so what they're going to do is, once you are done, you will validate, sign scorecards right then and there on the green, and then you can go wherever you want to go. So it will provide hopefully some more team camaraderie, add to the drama, and, you know, add to the excitement and the enthusiasm when the event concludes. So a couple of new things that they're trying out there, which I think is kind of neat. And I always think it's kind of cool when they send out a shotgun because it's the most unusual way for me to watch a professional golf tournament start with a massive countdown. And they actually use the same air horn that they use at the United Center when the Blackhawks score a goal.
Did not know that.
So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. So looking forward to a fun little afternoon out that way and hopefully see some good golf and get ready for next week.
Yeah, if you're heading on out there today or tomorrow, let us know, 312-332-3776. Or if you were at the festivities yesterday as well for round one of the three-round event here, 312-332-3776. We'd love to hear about your LIV golf experience, or maybe you were out there last year at Rich Harvest Farms during this. So, yeah, like on the terms of Brooks here, like for me, it's pretty simple. I don't care what the scorecard says here. Quite frankly, I don't even care. I don't think he will do this, but I don't even care if you finish outside the top 40 in this event. By the way, Phil Mickelson in dead last right now at 4 over. He is the 48th in the standings right now. But I don't care where he finishes. Just don't get hurt. Because he only cares about the big fish. He's not going after any tadpoles here. He wants to catch the big fish, and that, of course, is the Ryder Cup. And he's really going to be representing for all of LIV Golf, not just for the Americans, but on the European side as well. He is the only member of LIV that is going to be participating in the Ryder Cup, and I really wonder if Brooks' performance is going to maybe turn some heads into thinking, all right, it's time to drop it, especially since, at least on paper right now, the way it's supposed to go out, by the time we do get our next Ryder Cup, there will be a merger between LIV, the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour. On paper, that's the way it's supposed to be. We'll see if it actually does end up coming to fruition that way. But at this point right now, I think he is the one that can maybe bring the LIV and Ryder Cup tour together, or the Ryder Cup world together here, and making sure that we do have full strength for the next time this event takes place.
No question. And, you know, I wish we could give Sergio Garcia a little shot of truth venom and ask him, who are you really rooting for in this? Are you rooting for Brooks to have just a whale of a tournament
yeah.
and we win just because you guys aren't there? Because to your point, he is the only LIV player in this thing. And, I mean, you know, if you are all about LIV, I could see some of these Europeans actually quietly pulling for their man Brooks just to further validate why leaving the Europeans off was a large, large mistake.
Yeah, guys like Brooks, Ian Poulter, you figure, is probably among that as well. Like, Sergio and Ian Poulter, like, yeah, I would guess that those are a couple of guys that maybe pulling for, maybe not necessarily pulling for Brooks, but pulling for European failure to a degree. Because,
yes.
Like, the Schadenfreude will be at an all-time high.
No doubt. And, you know, I just think that, you know, win or lose, if Brooks wins, that's really a win for LIV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the United States wins and he's a big part of it. You know, if you're Paul Casey or Sergio or Lee Westwood, you know, or Ian Poulter for that matter, and they win resoundingly over us, boy, they will definitely be put in their place from, you know, thinking that, oh, they were going to miss us when, in fact, they really didn't. But I've got a sneaking suspicion. This event will always have the asterisk of that's when LIV was around. And
mm-hmm.
people 10, 20 years from now are probably going to go, what the heck was LIV?
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
Here's what I'm wondering. What are DJ and Bryson, where are they rooting in this? They kind of strike me as guys that, not going to watch it. Like, you always hear the story around the Super Bowl of, like, NFL players who aren't in the Super Bowl, and they're like, oh, yeah, I didn't watch it. Like, I feel like Bryson and DJ may fall into that camp.
Well, I can tell you for sure DJ does. DJ will probably be somewhere far away, even with no TV to be around. You know, that's just how he goes. I have a sneaking suspicion Bryson is going to be the one of more of the curiosity and actually take time to watch it. But I think quietly they might be hoping that, you know, maybe they tie and we don't retain the cup because we have to win this thing. We have to score 14 and a half points. And when you think a half point isn't all that big a deal, it is a huge deal. And all the Europeans have to do is score 14. So if we tie 14-14, they retain the Ryder Cup. So we have to actually make 14 and a half points.
Yeah, and that might be the strategy here, or at least the rooting interest here for them is maybe they are rooting against the Americans to a degree because they feel that they could be the ones that could be the difference makers. And, I mean, you talk about two guys who lit it up the last time, too, with Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau. Like, those guys, if they were in this event coming up, like, I would be astonished if the Americans lost.
Yeah, and I mean, when you consider Brooks, when you consider Bryson, and you consider DJ, in 2021 at Whistling Straits, those three individuals earned over half the points. They earned like 9.5 or 10 points. Mm-hmm. So with DJ going 5-0, and I think Brooks had won a couple, and Bryson ended up getting a few himself. So those three were the big trio that helped us win up in Wisconsin in 2021, and we only have one of the three there. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But, again, I just think DJ, when he tells you he doesn't care and he won't watch it, he won't.
That is a genuine sentiment from Dustin Johnson. No other way around that there. 312-332-3776. If you've got any Ryder Cup thoughts that you want to share with us here on the CDGA Golf Show, when we come back, Mike is out at X Golf in Geneva. We will talk with X Golf General Manager Brandon Meagle. Looking forward to that conversation when we return here on the CDGA Golf Show. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. The CDGA Golf Show will be right back on ESPN 1000.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan talking golf with you. We've hit a lot of Ryder Cups so far today. If you missed any of it, check it out on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcasts, the CDGA Golf Show. Let's head on out to Geneva, where Mike is currently on site at X Golf in Geneva, 1900 South Randall Road, Suite 120. And we are joined by X Golf General Manager Brandon Meagle here on the CDGA Golf Show on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Brandon, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course, anytime. Now, listen, I was looking outside last night. It was about 7 o'clock, and I look, and it is pitch dark outside. The temperatures are dropping. For most people, they're like, oh, damn, it's the end of the golf season. It's all over. But I think secretly, Brandon, you might be doing some fist pumping over there, that it's getting darker earlier, it's getting colder outside, because that's when X-Golf business is really booming, when you can't play outside, but X-Golf is there for you because you can play all 365 days a year.
Of course. Yeah, that's our season's, you know, just getting started here right now. And once the weather changes, that's when we're ready to rock and roll here, keep you swinging throughout the winter, hit the ground running in the spring.
Yeah, Brandon, you know, for those that aren't familiar with the X Golf brand, because you're somewhat new to the community here in Chicago, I think you've got about 10 locations more coming. But for those of us not familiar with it, what makes X Golf the best indoor golf experience in the market?
Yeah, from tee to green, we got the auto tee system here. Tap a button, the ball pops right up for you. Other simulators, you know, you're chasing a ball one direction, the tee the other direction. Here, it's kind of golf meets bowling, where you just tap a button, it comes right up for you, ready to reload, hit some more.
You know, Brandon, I've been to X Golf a couple of times now. And every time I go, I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the technology. I'm impressed by the accuracy. I'm impressed by everything about it. But for you, what's the one thing, as someone who's surrounded by it every single day, What's the one thing that still surprises you about how good the product is?
You know, just the immediate feedback. You get a ton of data on each shot. You know, you get some data that you don't get out at the driving ranges. You get ball speed, you get club head speed, you get some swing pass, some face angle. You just get that immediate feedback right away. It's a great way to evaluate your game and implement good changes that way too.
You know, Brandon, when you walk into a X-Golf, it's amazing. I'm not sure if it's a bar with a bunch of simulators or simulators with an amazing bar. But what you also do, not only state-of-the-art simulators, but you've got world-renowned golf courses. As I mentioned, that full bar with liquor and food. But you also have lessons taught by pros, and you do club fittings. So you've got it all under one little roof here, and it's absolutely amazing. Tell us, you know, what is your, like, aha moment or the surprise moment that you said, you know what, going from being an outdoor golf professional operator, coming indoors, this is the most amazing thing, or this is the thing that surprised me the most?
Of course. Yeah, so I was elected to PGA membership here in 2015. I've worked at some pretty cool spots from Long Island to Florida, out here in Chicagoland. I moved to Iowa. I was a head pro at a top 100 club before I was 30. You know, so I reached my goals on that side of the business. And my father-in-law, he jokes, he says, the grass is greener where you water it. And I just wanted to build my own thing here. We got the play, train, and entertain. So you touched on the bar right behind you. The bev cart's never too far away from you. Right? You just turn around, you got another bucket of beer right for you. So, no, the play, the train, the entertain, I've got 50 to 60 students, and watching them each grow is has been really cool for me. And I can take the experiences that I had working at a greengrass facility and bring it all in here, bring just the best parts of that in here, and that's been the most fun for me so far.
Brandon Meagel, X-Golf General Manager, joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So, Brandon, when you look at the, like, I think one of the notable things about X-Golf is the lessons, especially during the winter time. What are people going, and what can they expect from lessons at X-Golf, and how might they differ for someone who goes to an outdoor lesson versus an indoor lesson here?
Of course, yeah. So what we got here, like I talked about, the media data that you get, you see it on TV all the time when you're watching the various golf channels, the ball speed, the club head speed. So you can stack yourself up against some of the best in the world right there. But we also have we've partnered with V1 Pro to get some video software in here. So take the swing, throw it in slow motion, put it up on a TV here in the facility, and slow it down. And this is the best time of year to make some changes, you know, once the days are shorter and a little colder, make the changes in the winter and hit the ground running in the spring.
You know, Brandon, you touch on the fact about how amazing the data and the statistics that you get to try to better yourself. This is more than just entertainment. I mean, I know in my own family, I've got a nephew that trains and plays at these things, and he has become uber better as a result of now being able to become productive during the winter. But if somebody's not necessarily just in it for the practice and they want to just come out here and, you know, play around the golf and want to play Beth Page Black, where they're going to play the 2024 Ryder Cup or St. Andrews or Bay Hill or Kapalua. If myself and three other guys want to come out here, is playing 18 holes on one of these going to take me longer, shorter? Like, how long does it take an average round of golf?
Yeah, great question. So it takes about an hour per golfer to play your round. So, yes, your normal foursome would take you about as long in here as it would outside. Now, we got a couple creative ways to do it. You know, you can book two different bays. Your foursome can play side by side, and you guys will be in and out in here less than 2 hours. So get back home to the family or watch some football, whatever you've got going on. Yeah, great. A couple different creative ways to do it.
Brandon Meagel with us here on the CDGA Golf Show, General Manager over at X-Golf, where Mike is on site today, X-Golf in Geneva, 1900 South Randall Road, Suite 120. So what sort of special things are going on with X-Golf once we hit the wintertime, where it's kind of you got to fly south with the birds to go play golf, or you can go play at X-Golf? What kind of special things do you guys have going on?
Yeah, so I've got two different football leagues started here on Monday and Thursday nights. I know a lot of the Chicagoland locations have nightly leagues starting up. I've got a couple more on Tuesday and Wednesday starting here in November. So each night we're going to have a league here. And, keep you swinging. Keep you ready.
Yeah, and Brandon, we're hopeful. We're talking right now with X-Golf, the CDJ, to create another indoor series, perhaps even in the fall here, and we would love to wrap it around some NFL games, because that's the beauty of this, Tyler. When you're, you know, I'm watching the Solheim Cup. I'm also watching some college football preview stuff, because they've got, I mean, it's everything you could ever ask for, and here's the beauty. You don't even have to walk, you know. I mean, it's all right here. It's the most uber-convenient golf I've ever seen. But for people who, again, are new to coming into an X-Golf, do they have to have their own clubs? Do you have clubs? And do you get into club fitting?
Yes, yes, we have all that. So we've partnered here with Sticks Golf Club, so each store will have different sorts of rentals for you. It's a great spot for date nights as well. I should have mentioned that. But, you know, from the beginner golfer to the most avid golfer, we can cater to all of those here.
Brandon, you bring up the beginner golfer there. You know, some people, when they first start golfing, they'll go to the driving range, maybe take a lesson here or there as well. But sometimes you go to like a shorter par three type style course. Do you think that X-Golf might be the better spot to start? Because for people that I'm starting to, that are getting into golf and are trying to figure out what it's like to get on a golf course, like, I almost feel like X-Golf is a better place to start than maybe actually going out on a course first.
I agree with that. Yes, we do have a handful of different formats to play, from scramble, you know, just your normal stroke play. We do shorten each course up to a par three length for, you know, for some of those beginner golfers that may not be as familiar with their different club distances. Yeah, it's a pretty judgment free zone here. Keep it very comfortable for all different levels of golf.
And I think it's important you say judgment-free.
Yeah.
Because you see, I mean, but that's the beauty of this. I am seeing scratch handicap players in here, but I'm also seeing 20-plus handicaps in here. So they've got games for all types of abilities here. And speaking of games, Brandon, what type of games can, you know, a foursome or a twosome look to play on these amazing machines that you have around here? And also, what's your favorite course that X-Golf offers?
Ooh, okay, there we go. Yeah, that's a couple questions there. Yeah, so your normal foursome, you can play best ball, you can play a two-man scramble. We've got Stableford, alternate shot, a handful of different formats. Anything you can play outside, you can really do in here. And as far as my favorite course, like I said, I worked on Long Island for a little bit, so I always like to see how good I can do at Bethpage Black and the Fescue's down here at X-Golf Geneva.
Now, have you played the actual Bethpage Black, not just the virtual?
I have, yes, and it ate my lunch, that's for sure.
I was going to ask you, did you shoot better at X-Golf Bethpage Black or actual Bethpage Black?
I shoot better here, and that's it. But my game is much better now after playing here for about, we've been open for almost 2 years now. So my game's getting better. I'm a better golfer all around.
Awesome. Well, Brandon, appreciate you hopping on with us this morning. Best of luck for the upcoming season, because we know the busy season's right around the corner for you and all the rest of the X-Golfs out there.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having us out here today. It's been awesome.
Brandon Meagle with us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. All right, when we come back, everyone dial it up right now. 312-332-3776. We have some Ryder Cup trivia. We're going to be giving away some CDGA prize packs for you. So 312-332-3776. Get in line now for a chance to win a CDGA prize pack. All that's coming up next. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. The CDGA Golf Show. We'll be right back.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Ryder Cup trivia for you here. You want a chance to win a CDGA prize pack? Line up right now, 312-332-3776. Lots of room for you to get in here, 312-332-3776 for a chance to win a CDGA prize pack. Some good stuff in there for you. Mike, we've got a list currently of a bunch of different Ryder Cup questions. We're going to go through them. All multiple choice, too. So you've got, if you call right now, you've got a 33% chance of walking away with a prize here. 312-332-3776. So, Mike, we will roll through some of these trivia questions here. And let's start off. John is in Shorewood. Mike, what question do you have for our guy, John, in Shorewood? Good morning, John, by the way.
Hello, John.
John, good morning. Who has played in the most consecutive Ryder Cups? Is it A, Colin Montgomery, B, Phil Mickelson, or C, Lee Westwood?
I'm going to go with Colin Montgomery.
That is not correct.
Unfortunately.
It is Phil Mickelson.
Sorry, John. I appreciate you playing. And unfortunately, you will not be walking away with a CDGA prize pack here. 312-332-3776. Lots of space for you to get in here. Alex is in Barrington. Alex, good morning to you.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What question do we have for him, Mike?
Who was the last playing captain in the Ryder Cup? Was it A, Bernard Hunt, B, Tiger Woods, or C, Arnold Palmer?
Tiger.
Unfortunately, that is not correct. He was not a playing captain. That would be Arnold Palmer.
Sorry, Alex. Good. Better luck next time. 312-332-3776. Boy, you pulled the hard cards out of the deck, Mike. You are stumping people left and right.
I didn't think so, but let's try a little bit. Maybe easier one for the next caller.
All right. If you want to get in on it, 312-332-3776. No one's won yet. There are still many prize packs out there to be had. If you want to get in on some Ryder Cup trivia here, Roger is in Elmhurst. What's up, Roger?
Morning.
So, Roger, name the first American to win all five of his Ryder Cup matches against Europe. And we actually, if you were paying attention on the show, we mentioned his name. Is it A, Larry Nelson, B, Tom Watson, or C, Dustin Johnson?
Let's go with DJ.
You got it. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Roger. We'll get your information here. Congratulations. And you're our first winner. Took three cracks, but we finally got there. So we've got one on the board here. All right. Jim, what's going on, Jim? Are you ready for Jim in Shorewood, are you ready for your question here?
All right, Jim, which player in Ryder Cup history has contributed the most points? Is it A, Billy Casper, B, Phil Mickelson, or C, Sergio Garcia?
Garcia.
Bing, 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 bing. There's a winner.
We got another winner in Jim. All right, we got a couple winners back to back. Congratulations, Jim. We'll get you on hold, get your info here. All right, let's go to Brandon, who's in Beverly. Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon, where was the very first Ryder Cup ever played? The little historical question. Was it A, Valhalla Golf Club, B, Worcester Country Club, or C, Wentworth Golf Club?
I'm going to go with C.
And you are not correct.
Sorry, Brandon. Better
Worcester out in Massachusetts. Worcester,
okay.
Yes. Yep. Sorry about that.
Worcester for the non-locals there.
Yeah.
Keith is in Frankfurt. Keith, are you ready for your question?
I'm ready.
Okay, Keith. Who has been the Ryder Cup captain the most times? Is it A, Walter Hagen, B, Tony Jeclin, or C, Davis Love?
David Love.
That is not correct. The answer is actually Walter Hagen.
All right, thanks, guys.
Better luck next time, Keith. All right, You have really stumped people. You're back on a stumping streak here. So we've got two winners already. We've got Jim and we've got Roger. We've got plenty of space, too, for some more contestants because Mike just keeps on stumping people. 312-332-3776 if you want a chance at a CDGA prize pack here. Joe is in Fox Lake. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Okay, Joe, who's the oldest player to win a Ryder Cup match? Is it A, Jay Haas, B, Christy O'Connor, or C, Raymond Floyd?
I'm going to go with C.
Bing, bing, bing. You got it. Raymondo Floyd, and he did it at Kiawa Island, the very first Ryder Cup I ever managed and operated. So Raymond Floyd is your winning answer on that one.
Congratulations, Joe. We will get you on hold and get you a prize pack coming your way as well. 312-332-3776. If you want to get in on some Ryder Cup trivia here, Rich in Griffith, Indiana. What's up, Rich?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Okay, let's see. Let's go with which European player went 12 consecutive Ryder Cup matches without even losing? Was it Lee Westwood, A, B, Ian Poulter, or C, Howard Clark?
Let's go Poulter.
And you are not correct, unfortunately.
Sorry, Rich. Unfortunately, not the a winner this time. 312-332-3776. Duke is in St. John, Indiana. Duke, are you ready for your question?
I sure am.
Okay, which course is hosted the most Ryder Cups? Is it the Belfry, Southport and Ansdale, or Scioto?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with A.
The Belfry?
Yeah.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding! We got a winner!
That was
That was a fantastic
guess. Duke, you didn't seem very confident in yourself there, but you just threw a letter out there, A through C, and you found a way to win. You had a 1-in-3 chance, and you came away with it. Well done, Duke.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Think long, think wrong. We'll get you on hold. We'll get you a CDGA prize pack here. Who else we got here? We've got Ryan, who's in Plainfield. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys?
You ready for your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you can't get this one, I'd be shocked. But what is considered the greatest gesture of sportsmanship in the Ryder Cup? Was it A, Jack Nicklaus conceding Tony Jacklin a short putt at 1969 so the Ryder Cup would purposely end in a tie? Or is it B, Europe agreeing to have the American team a 50% discount on rain gear when they were in Wales? Or is it C, Hal Sutton sending out Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson as partners at Oakland Hills twice?
I'm going to have to go with A, and I'm going to be pretty embarrassed if I'm wrong now.
No, you're darn correct. You're absolutely correct, and it is one of the most iconic moments in Ryder Cup history. And, in fact, Jack Nicklaus took a lot of flack for conceding that putt to Tony Jacklin, but it would have broken Jack's heart, he said, if Tony missed it, and he knew what that would have meant to the people and to him over there. So I still think it was one of the greatest gestures in sportsmanship in all of sports. So good for Jack Nicklaus, and a good guess by you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Ryan. We'll get you on hold, get you a CDGA prize pack coming your way. All right, I think we've got time for two more here. Got a couple of mics. We'll start with Mike in Schererville. Mike, are you ready for your question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, what do you got, Mike?
Mike. All right, which major champion has played in the most Ryder Cups without ever having won a singles match? Is it A, Jordan Spieth, B, Ian Woosnam, or C, Bubba Watson?
I'm going to go with Spieth.
You're exactly right. Jordan Spieth. Ding, 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 ding. We've got a winner.
All right. Congratulations, Mike. We'll get you on home. We'll get you a prize pack coming your way. Let's go to the other Mike. Mike in Elgin. Mike, are you ready for your question?
All right.
Okay. Name the only American to be on the losing and the winning side of the decisive match against Europe. Was it A, Justin Leonard, B, Hunter Mahan, or C, Jim Furyk?
Hunter Mahan. B.
It is, unfortunately, C, Jim Furyk.
Oh, you sounded so confident there, Mike.
Almost.
Yeah, sorry about that. Unfortunately, not walking away with a prize back there. All right, so you stumped quite a few people there, Mike. Well done. Good trivia there by you.
Thank you. Hey, it's going to be a great week, and hopefully we're going to rewrite some questions next weekend.
No doubt about that. All right, when we come back, we will zip around the CDGA, tell you what's going on. This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our Chicagoland locations today.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Thank you to Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. Thank you to Rich Peterson for joining us, as well as Brandon Meagle, all on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Coming up next, I'm sticking around with Shane Norling from 10 to 11 a.m. We will talk all things college football, get you ready for the college football day with Chicago's College Tailgate. Then it's Peggy and Dion from 11 to 12:30, leading you in to White Sox Weekly, followed by White Sox and Red Sox taking place out in Boston. All right, Mike, tell us what is going on around the CDGA this week.
Well, hopefully everyone is still enjoying the digital September edition of Chicago District Golfer Magazine that went out last week, full of some great content, great videos, and great sound clips. So give it a look if you haven't had a chance. But this week, we had another busy week in various CDGA social competitions. Congratulations to all the various flight winners yesterday out at Bowes Creek it is such a loved event. The CDGA four-person scramble championship presented by our friends at Jersey Mike's, where we awarded three flights, first and second, in each flight gross and each flight net. So we awarded, about a dozen stay-and-play trips to French Lick Resort yesterday. And I couldn't be more thrilled both for French Lick and the winners here, because they're going to have one awesome time. But the folks out at Bowes Creek did everything they could in their power to get that event in, because as you might imagine, with all the rain, Brad Lignioli and the rest of the crew out at Bowes Creek, Mike Lehman, they just did a bang-up job for us. So thank you to them for allowing us to get that event in. On Thursday, we were up at Boulder Ridge Country Club, where we crowned the king and queen of golf at the 52nd CDGA Mixed Championship, presented by our friends at Zero Friction. A big congratulations goes out to Lauren and Doug Meyer from Ivanhoe Club as our gross champions. Now get this, for the fifth time in six tries. So I don't care what you're playing, if you win five times out of six, This couple is absolutely amazing. Lauren played her golf at Iowa, and Doug is just an amazing player and is outright. In fact, Doug will be with Rich Peterson Thursday out at the Champion of Champions, as he will be competing with the rest of the Chicagoland Club Champs. So congratulations to them, and as well as to Marcia and Tom Eater from Royal Melbourne, as they're the 52nd CDGA Mixed Champion Net Champion. So big congrats out to both of them. And then we had the Senior Tour Trifecta winners. A big congrats goes out to Jeffrey Messicar and Jeff Hart of the CDGA Members Club for winning the senior title. And the seniors are golfers that are 55 to age 64. And then another congratulations goes to Tom Billiter and Kevin Scottsberg, who are both from Eagle Brook, for winning the super senior title of the Senior Tour Trifecta. And that is individuals that are 65 years of age and older. So these guys all played some amazing golf out at Arrowhead. And next week, Wednesday, we will play the ladies' version of the Senior Tour Trifecta for the senior women. So we're looking forward to a great week, and we're getting close to rounding out the rest of this competitive season here. After next week, we only have one event left, and then we pack it away for the winter. But speaking of winter and speaking of member perks, you know, CDGA members, we did have Brandon on earlier, and as a big reminder, you get 10% off anytime you go to a X-Golf in the Chicagoland area. All locations will honor a 10% off. So if you're trying to get a player new to the game, come on out to X-Golf. If you want to get better at your own game and with the dark conditions coming into us and the lack of sunlight, X-Golf provides a great opportunity for CDG members to improve and enjoy the game all throughout the winter. Also, Jersey Mike's, $2 off of any sandwich at any Jersey Mike's location in the Chicago district. For anyone that's wanting to play golf out in the western suburbs, Fox Bend's got a great twosome special, $80 with cart for both players anytime Monday through Friday. Speaking of Bowes Creek, CDGA members can enjoy 18 holes of golf with a cart for only $59 Monday through Wednesday before noon. And then Glenview Park, our presenting sponsor, members can book a twosome special for $99.95. The tee time includes green fees, cart, and a complimentary zero-friction glove and CDGA two-ball pack for each player. The offer's valid noon to 3, 7 days a week, including Monday, September the 4th, which has already been passed. So, yeah, additional 15% discount on all regularly priced golf shop and apparel once you are there. So lots of opportunities for CDGA members to do some smart shopping all around our district.
Awesome. So, yeah, we've got a full slate of stuff this week, and we're winding down the stretch here on shows, Mike. I think we've got one left. We're going to talk Ryder Cup with you all next week, and then that's a wrap for year two of the CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000.
Oh, it's hard to believe that we just got this thing started at the Chicago Golf Show. But we did have the opportunity to meet with Tom and the owners of the Chicago Golf Show yesterday. And the first question was, are Tyler and you guys all coming back next year? And we're happy to say, yes, we are. So, yep, we may be packing it away, but we'll be back.
I cannot wait. That was a great way to start the show for the year, because that event was so cool to see. It was jam-packed to the brim. Everyone and anyone was in there, all demographics. It was amazing. It was really cool to see just the golf world. This was back in, what was it, February, right? Like the end of February?
Yeah.
And with the golf season still probably about a month and a half, 2 months away at that point, and everyone was just charged up and ready to get the season going.
Absolutely. And next year, for those who are wondering, the dates are going to be February 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and it's going to be at the Rosemont Convention Center. And to your point, everyone and anyone that has anything to do in the game, from equipment to apparel and everything in between, courses, resorts, and all the rest, travel packages, it's all there. It's like a PGA Superstore, but on steroids.
Yeah, I was going to
say. Even bigger and better, because they offer just so much for the casual or the most passionate golfer, public or private. There is something there for everybody to look at, shop, or do. So in meeting with Tom yesterday, we did, I thought, a great job of bringing the show back. Wait till you see what we have in store coming up. And I can't let the cat out of the bag, but you're going to want to be there. So put February 23rd through the 25th. Come on out to the Rosemont Convention Center. See Tyler and I. I think next year we're not going to be on 8 to 10. It looks like we're going to be more 9 to 11. But nonetheless, we'll still be here for 2 hours every Saturday morning during the golf season in 2024.
All right. We will be back with you 8 to 10 a.m. for one last ride, talking all things Ryder Cup. Cannot wait for it. Next Saturday, we will wrap up the show with you and talk Ryder Cup. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. We'll talk to you next week. Chicago's College Tailgate coming up next.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.